Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. An important night last night for both the Mets and Yankees. Aaron Judge finally does it, number 62, as he stands alone in the Yankee record books or the American League record books, and many considering him the clean home run champion with the home run last night in Texas. And the Mets officially are done in the NL East. The Atlanta Braves celebrate yet again another NL East division title. And I can't remember, in all my years of sports disappointment with the teams that I root for, and there are a lot of them, I can't remember feeling exactly like this, where the team is really, really good. One of the best teams I have seen in my lifetime, but I feel terrible about them right now heading into the postseason. I can't remember a time like that where I know the team is good, I know they have a shot, but at the same time, I'm really angry with them, and I feel like crap about the season. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I think you need a sports therapist. I really do. I figured today coming in, the realization that Friday starts with the Padres, the fact that they won 100 games, the fact that they swept the doubleheader on a day which we didn't think that they were even going to be able to play, and that first inning in the second game last night was awesome against a crappy team. I get this is what they should have been doing to crappy teams earlier, and we wouldn't be sitting here thinking about, okay, we're playing in the wild card round. But it is what it is. It's reality. They won 100 games. Which is amazing. They've had amazing moments this year, both positive and negative, which is what a baseball season is supposed to deliver. We talked about being relevant come October. Here we have two baseball teams that are relevant. We have one of the greatest baseball players of our lifetime doing something spectacular. And Gerrit Cole, by the way, did something spectacular last night with a strikeout record for the Yankees. Out doing Ron Guidry. Now, he pitches in a different era for, you know, so maybe that has something to do with it. But, hey, that was a great night for the Yankees. They split the doubleheader. They get the rest now. It'll be interesting to see if Aaron Judge is in the lineup today and see whether or not he gets a chance to hit another home run and kind of maybe take a little bit of the value off of the 62nd home run.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought yes should have been a little bit. I know they were all over Aaron Judge, which is fine. And I think it's important. We all wanted to see Aaron's reaction. We all wanted to see how his teammates were reacting. We wanted to see how his mom and dad were reacting. All of that. That's great. I also wanted to see the guy who caught the ball earlier.
Well, you had to go, and they probably are not. They're not going to care about that, the Yes Network. But Twitter was all over it. And you found out, I mean, I'm sure you read about the guy now.
Yeah.
His name's Corey Humans.
Guy's got a pretty good life.
Yeah, he does have a pretty good life. He's married to a Dallas area sports reporter who was a contestant on The Bachelor.
Very good looking.
He is a financial guy.
He's very good looking. She's very good looking.
Right.
He's got money. He works for, you know, a financial investment firm.
He does. Now, the Bob Nightingale tweet, that guy's wrong about everything. It's absolutely amazing how wrong he is about everything. He's like, he manages a firm that has $197 billion that they deal with. No, he's like a branch manager of that firm. He's not the CEO of this firm that manages $197 billion.
The CEO does all the television commercials where they only make money when you make money.
Right.
So I wonder if this is going to go into their portfolio.
So I'm assuming he kept the ball. I didn't see anything last night or this morning.
No,
that he got a jersey or a picture or a Polaroid with Aaron Judge. So he's ended up keeping the ball. And whether
whether he needs the money or not, no one's turning down $2 million or more, because it could be more. There's a auction house out there that offered right away $2 million, so they think it's going to be more than $2
million. So he was whisked away by MLB security.
Whisked, yeah.
They authenticated the ball, and he has the ball.
That's right.
And it looks like he will end up selling the ball. Now, he works for an investment firm. And like I said, they make money when we make money.
That's right, only.
So
right.
I'm sure that a number of his colleagues are advising him what to do and then where to put his money right now.
Yeah, and there he was, front row with the glove, nailed it, caught it, got his opportunity. There was another guy who took a chance and jumped over the railing just in case the ball fell there. He did not get a chance at the ball. He might have been arrested, and he probably sprained his ankle in the process. But the guy took a risk. He said, this ball might land, and then this guy just jumps right down there. No. I got to give him credit because he knows how much it's worth. But, you know, it's not easy, man, when you're Corey Humans, even when you're sitting right there, to be able to catch that ball with all the pressure on you. And he did it, so good for him. He earned
it. Well, I mean, from the way it looked like everybody knew he had it.
Yeah.
Nobody jumped him.
No.
Everything was fine. I'm wondering if that would have been the same way had that happened in Yankee Stadium. I would think it had to, because the guy had a glove on.
Yeah, it probably would have, but I don't know. I mean, you saw the scramble for number 60. Now, that was not caught by somebody with a glove, but you saw the scramble. And there was a video of a Yankee fan who was sitting next to Corey Humans right after it that he put up on Twitter. And he was like, hey, I'm standing next to the guy who caught the ball here. Show me the ball. And this Corey Humans is smart. He had it in his glove, and he never opened the glove. He just showed him the ball, like, just in a little crack of the glove. He didn't open it up because then someone could come in and grab the thing. But
yeah, you know what? I mean, personally, I was just sitting there. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see Corey, who caught it. We didn't see it for a while.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yes, you didn't see it for a while. Most of that
and
stuff.
And they cut away from it. I mean, the ball, and they cut right back to Aaron Judge rounding the bases.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the story. You know, the story is Aaron Judge.
For a lot of fans, the story is.
Yeah.
You know, who caught it and what is he going to do with it?
No, I agree. But a lot of that played out on social media. For the Yes Network, it's going to be all about Aaron Judge. He can exhale. I would, even though they've got the 5 days off guaranteed into the ALDS, I would still give him the day off. I mean, he could say what he wants about not thinking about it. This was a grind for him. It's got to be a huge exhale. Another extra day would do him well. I would not have him play in this game. And who the hell knows? Even though he stayed healthy the entire year, it's a meaningless game in all shapes and forms. You don't need him out there and then something freakish happens. Just sit him on a bench and we'll
triple
see.
Triple crown. He's going for the triple crown.
Who cares? It doesn't matter,
oh,
man.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Doesn't matter.
You know, to you, maybe it doesn't matter.
And you got a better chance. What if he goes 0-for-5? Then all of a sudden you hurt your chance.
What happens if it goes 5-for-5?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to happen. It's not going to go 5.
But I will also say, you know what, for all Yankee fans out there, through the muck and mire that was, August and September, really, really July and August, I mean, here you are, you got one of your best players in the history of your franchise setting an American League home run record. You have your team and their pitching staff lined up the way you want it. Maybe your bullpen is going to be light. Now, you got to believe that Herman's going into the bullpen. That's what I believe. And then that hopefully that will help fortify what's going on. You don't have a closer, is what you don't have. Like a real dedicated closer. So Aaron Boone's going to have to mix and match, like you were saying yesterday. But and then for us Mets fans, yeah, there's a little level of disappointment that they didn't win, and now they're going to have to go the long way.
Yeah, I think it's more than a little. And last night, you got sucked back in a little bit because you know that the Braves lost the first game against the Marlins. The Mets win their first game, and you're watching the Braves and Marlins start the second game as the Mets are wrapping up a victory in game one. The Mets come out 7-0 right away in the second game, and the Marlins had opportunities. Now, the Braves had a ton of opportunities as well. It felt like they had first and second, nobody out, one out a million times in this game and never really broke through. And the Marlins had bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the eighth, and you get a pop out to short. And then the final inning, two strikeouts and a fly out to right. Now is the end of it. And the Marlins end up losing 2-1 to the Braves, and the Braves celebrate. But, I mean, I was into it last night still because I thought maybe today we would actually have an opportunity in the Mets winning in the way that they were yesterday. I was thinking all you need is just one inning from the Marlins, and we're going into today
with a chance to win the division again. So you basically got punched in the face twice over the weekend and then again last night.
The way you got to look at this now is you got to win two games, first two games. You got to win those first two games.
I mean,
the reason you have to win those first two games is because you got to be ready for the Dodgers. I'd much rather play the Dodgers in a short series than a seven-game series. I'd rather have to only win three games as opposed to four games. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out if, in fact, the Mets do beat the Padres. And I'm not saying they are going to beat the Padres. I'm just saying it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, the Padres are a good team, man. They got a good lineup. They got good pitching. You know, and it's like the Padres coming into the playoffs, they probably realized 6 weeks ago that they weren't winning the division. There was no chance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
So they were just kind of coasting along thinking, we just got to get in. We just got to get in. And once we get in, we believe we have a team. That's why I think them, the Mariners, and the Blue Jays are the three interesting teams to me that are wild card teams that now that the Mets are wild, like I'm still having a hard time wrapping around.
I know. I mean, it's your first place the entire year. It's unbelievable that they're in this situation. I mean, it really is. And the reality is this. Now, they still have, we all know that they still have it all in front of them. Anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. But if they end up losing to the Padres, every single good moment of this 100-win season, potentially 101-win season, evaporates. Nobody's going to remember a damn thing about what happened this year. Pete Alonso's 40 home runs, Jeff McNeil having a great season, maybe winning the batting title, Max Scherzer's first season as a Met, Jacob DeGrom coming, and all these things, Edwin Diaz's remark. Nobody's going to remember a damn thing positively about this season. You remember getting swept by the Cubs, you remember getting swept by the Braves, and you'll remember losing in this series. So they better beat the Padres because this season will be completely wasted if they do not. And by the way, pressure's on, as we've been saying, because they have the highest payroll in baseball. The highest payroll in baseball. So if you, and I know the Padres have spent a lot of money, and they're going to spend more money, you know, with Juan Soto. But this is another narrative that's going to be out there if they lose to the Padres. What do the Padres do with the trade deadline? Went all in. What did the Mets do? Get a bunch of tomato cans and tried to piece the thing together with duct tape and string. So, if they lose to the Padres, Billy Epler's ass is going to be on, you know, his ass will be in the jackpot for this as well. So you better win this series or that'll be pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
You know, by the way, would you play Jeff McNeil? He leads the National League.
I don't care about the goddamn batting race in either league. Who gives a rat's ass?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What does that do for you if Jeff McNeil wins the batting title? Jose Reyes was the last time.
But he bunted and then took himself out of the game. Okay, that doesn't count.
Whatever.
I mean, Jeff McNeil's leading by four
good.
Points right
give
now.
Give him a plaque. Give him a silver slugger. I don't care. God. It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
It does not matter.
It matters to me.
Lying.
Yes, it does.
You are not.
No. I like to see a Met on top for once.
Yeah, but
it's great to see a Met. He actually leads all of Major League Baseball.
Good for him. I hope he gets paid. I hope he takes care of the generations
of
McNeils.
Did that guy show up down in Atlanta?
He absolutely did. I'm not knocking
that
him.
That is our guy right
he
there.
He is our guy, but he could win the batting title and then go 0-15 in the Padres series. Nobody cares.
Hey, you know what?
It's all about the playoffs. You've been saying it's all about October.
But it's also about ending a season on a high note, and certainly he would be one of those guys.
It's about ending a season on a high note. The Mets completely failed that.
Not because of him.
I'm not saying it's because, but just it doesn't matter. It's just some stupid little thing.
It's not a stupid little thing.
Yes, it is a stupid little thing.
It's a hell of an
accomplishment. Who won the batting title last year in the National League?
147.
The year before that. The year before. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. No, it doesn't mean anything.
You know what? I care. I care because he's our guy, and I want my guy to go out there and win the batting title.
Okay. And then if they lose to the Padres, what are you going to do?
I'll wait till I get there this weekend. I'll wait till I get there this weekend right now as the season is ending.
Some Team Boomer shirts.
Look. Oh,
what are you going to send?
You know what? You are just.
What are you going to send? Are you going to send them some swag?
Your anger and your you need a
what are you gonna
therapist.
Do? What are you going to do? I mean, who cares?
It's all about, you hear him?
It is all about the Mets winning in the playoffs. That's all that matters.
See, here's the problem.
All that matters.
For you, what's lingering is last weekend. I'm worried about this coming
And last
weekend.
Night, too. I mean, the fact that you had an opportunity, and I know
the Mets
that
the did what they did. They did what they're supposed to.
Yeah, but okay, so
header.
You finally wake up against a bad team and score some runs, but then when it's all on the line, you're choking on your own vomit down in Atlanta. Give me a break. So now, all of a sudden, you know, when you play these crappy teams that you couldn't beat when it actually mattered, like losing to the Nationals 2 out of 3 and getting swept with the Cubs, but now, of course, you know, there's basically no chance of winning the division, the offense wakes up. Good job. Good timing. Perfect. Just win. You better beat the Padres.
Just all I know
or
is
this
that,
season right, is I, a, just a complete waste.
Just Al always says that waste. There is a, you know, there's a very good chance that these doubleheaders are going to be split. And they, you know, they swept the doubleheader.
My God, you are just, I don't know what happened to you.
I don't know what happened
to
you.
I don't know if it's like.
You got to let it go, man. You got to be excited about the playoffs.
All right, but.
Come on.
All right, Friday night.
Yes.
You know, when you're getting ready for that game.
Reposado.
Then, yeah, I mean, that's a spot where you get excited. I'm just, today, okay. it's just the
I
worst.
Know, it's the hangover. It's
no,
the
just
hangover
watching the Braves sell. It should have never been their division. Should have never been their division.
Can't do anything about it now.
I can't ever remember having a team like this and enjoying so much throughout the season and then feeling like this. There's never been. The only thing I could slightly compare it to was 2000 when the Vikings lost to the Giants 41-0. They were 11-2 with 3 games to go. They lost their last 3. So they lost home field advantage to the Giants that year. The Giants ended up being the 1 seed.
And then they got killed.
And then
in
they
the
got
playoffs.
Their asses kicked in the playoffs. Like, but that was a team that was 11-2 at one point. I thought they were really good. That's the only thing you can kind of compare it to. But even then, going into the playoffs, I'm like, they're not that good. They're just not a good team. But the Mets, I feel like they're a good team, but I feel like they blew it. And now the path is just exponentially more difficult.
The problem for the Mets is just how good the Braves truly are.
Yeah, and one Fliegelman stat that he gave me, and that man is like, you know, full of.
Oh, he missed the last 2 days because he was sick to his stomach. Because what happened?
That's what happened. He took days off because of that.
I think so. He needed a mental break. Scheduling.
Right. Yeah. So I don't blame him. So there were 6 teams that had a 10.5 game lead on June 1st,
and the Mets are the only ones that didn't cut. You know.
The Mets are the only ones who didn't win the division. But here's the other part of this that blows your mind. Out of all those teams, Fliegelman went back and looked at every single one of them. The Mets, out of all of them, had the best record from June 1st to the end of the season. So not only were they the only team not to win a division, they actually had the best record out of all those teams that had a 10.5 game lead on June 1st.
So would you say that that's still, I know it still comes down to 3 games in Atlanta, and all you have to do is win one of those
right.
3 games, and you're going to win the NL East.
I mean, all of this stuff is true. You know, it's not an either-or, black or white thing. You know, the Braves came and played ridiculous baseball, but you know, the Mets had it in front of them. All they had to do was win one game down there to get the tiebreaker and change everything for these 3 games here to end the season. And they couldn't do it.
You know, I love coming to work with you every day. This is kind of like, this is our team.
Yeah, sure.
This is our locker room.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're all about.
Yeah.
And we're winners around here.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Except when it comes to the Spanish-speaking state. But we are winners around here. And we like being winners around here. Al, you're a winner, right?
Yes, sir. Winner reporting for duty.
Right. Eddie, winner?
I need winners.
You're a winner, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a winner. Jerry, not so much. You and me, though, we're winners.
Of course.
So this is our locker room. But your attitude towards our baseball team, I can't have you in that locker room with that kind of negative attitude. Always with the negative waves. Always.
I have it too.
Yeah, I mean,
they ripped my
heart. We have to
every
stop.
Every self-respecting Mets fan has the same feeling.
They ripped my heart
out. How about
out.
One of these? If I would have told you at the beginning of the year that they would have won 100 games and they were going to be in the playoffs, would you have been happy? Right. Would you have
stop
taken
that.
It?
No, absolutely not.
No.
No, that's the worst. Worst argument of all time. Worst argument of all time. You had it in front of you with DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett, and you blew it. And the stars of this team that carried him the entire year, no showed.
Well, no, Jeff McNeil showed.
He
could
up,
be the
right.
batting leader.
He could be the batting leader.
He could end up winning the batting title.
Yeah, that and a dollar get you a dollar.
I listen, he's our guy. I want him to win the batting title.
Okay.
That's all. I said, okay, can I? We're not Friday yet. We're not there yet. We're right now. We have one game left.
Yeah.
He can win the batting title. A New York Met can win a legitimate batting title as opposed to the way that Jose Reyes won it.
Are you going to be there when they...
Like, you were all like pumped up for Johan Santana to throw a no-hitter.
I was,
What did that do for us? Yeah, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You're
right. And then he was gone.
Yeah, right. No, you're right. It did do nothing for him. But
you were all excited. Oh, my God.
You had that moment because they never did that before.
The Mets threw a no-hitter.
They never did it before.
Oh,
so.
Who cares?
I mean, well, at that point, I did.
I mean,
because that was
on.
A piece of history.
Oh, now all of a sudden
this
that
isn't
matters.
A piece of history.
History?
This isn't a piece
what
of history.
What history?
You know, it is. It's only no hitter. Well, only no hitter thrown by one guy in Mets history. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I mean, but yeah, it got you nothing. You're right. Got you nothing. Still don't have a championship that I can remember. I was four in 1986, so you still don't have that. That's all I care about right now.
Just
the only thing
just,
I care about.
You know, what you need to do is you need to think about just how lucky you are. That you have the job that you have.
That has nothing to do with the Mets.
To be able to come in here and talk about your beloved Mets.
Of course I know that. I know that every day when I wake up and the alarm goes off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going in to talk, you know, make penis jokes and talk about sports. That's what I'm doing. That's all I do. It's great. It's awesome. But it has nothing to do with the fact that the Mets still crushed you.
I need you to be get this out of your system, man.
I mean, you think about like a guy like Jerry Seinfeld, who's a big Mets fan. That guy's worth probably $1 billion at this point. You're telling me he's thinking like, I'm worth $1 billion. I'm not upset about the Mets. He's probably still upset about the Mets.
How about if you're Steve Cohen and you bought the Mets?
Exactly, and he's worth billions of dollars.
Yeah,
he's still pissed off about the Mets.
All right, well, good. So we're all pissed off.
Francisco Lindor is going to make $340 million guaranteed. I hope he's pissed off about this. Doesn't matter what you're doing or where you are in life. If you're a sports fan, you care about it, you're pissed off.
All right, we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be there when they slap the 2022 wild card champion banner up there, and you can sit there and you can clap, and then you give Jeff McNeil a little slap on the ass for his batting title. What's that going to get you? Give me a break.
Hey, and as a competitor, how do you feel about the Lamar Hunt trophy? I mean, come on.
Oh, boy. That's a line.
Seriously.
That's a line cross. That's a line cross right there.
I swear to God, you NARPs are unbelievable. See, this is like NARPian behavior right now. This is what's going on right now. You're letting your NARPian kind of blood run through your body, and you're reacting as such. It's just amazing to me. Like, Jeff McNeil winning the batting title is nothing.
No.
Hey, listen.
That's nothing. The guy showed up down in Atlanta. If everybody would have been like him, we would have beat them 10-0.
And yep. Gee, this feeling by him has long roots.
Hey, you know, we still have the best record in the NFL, if that's any consolation, if you really think about it.
If you really think about it. Okay, it is Boomer and Gio. I mean, but you guys, like, this is so negative. God almighty.
All right, by Friday, we'll be fired up. We'll get going by Friday.
I don't know.
I told Al, get a therapist on the phone. Somebody needs to talk to G. Somebody needs to talk to him. Somebody has to have. You know, we can set up something after the show today. Just get it off your system.
There is no...
Out of your chest.
I'm seriously, you're the only Mets fan that I know who feels the way you feel. Every other Mets fan that I have talked to is miserable about this.
I'm not. I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. It's over with. You can't look back. You have to look forward. That's all there is to it. And, you know, Bill Belichick says, do your job. We're on to this one. We're on to that one. You know, immediately after a loss, we're on to the next team. We're on to our next conquest. We're on to our next, you know, work. Whatever you want to call it, however you want to describe it. The Mets are in. Last week is done. All we can hope for is that we get another shot at Atlanta. And if we get another shot at Atlanta, it means that we've beaten the Padres and the Dodgers. Most likely, and then we'd see Atlanta. That's what I'm, you know what? That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm hoping for it, too. Of course I am. I'm just pissed off.
That's what I want, because I want another shot at Atlanta when everything's on the line.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.